This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, May 20th, brought to you by the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issues Summit West. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Talley. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley was very straightforward with media yesterday, indicating he hasn't changed his mind about foreign adversaries owning U.S. farmland.
My vote a year ago on an amendment on the National Defense Act, barring China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran from buying farmlands is where I stand on that issue.
With the House approving its version of the Farm Bill, attention now turns to the Senate. Ag Committee Democrats want to revise nutrition program cuts initiated by the GOP. The Iowa Republican is not in favor of revisiting that mark.
What they want us to do is undo the anti-fraud provisions that were in the tax bill of a year ago. And that would cost, if we did it for 2 years, it would cost $18 billion. If we did it for 1 year, it'd be $8 billion. And if there's fraud in programs, we can't justify it any more than we can justify. We could let Minnesota get away with billions being wasted in daycare and people in California getting hundreds of millions of dollars in their own pocket by frauding Medicaid for hospice care.
Grassley is in touch with farmers in his home state and says there's little doubt where their greatest concerns lie.
Input costs, particularly as they've shot up with diesel and urea as a result of Strait of Hormuz being down. And then I'm going to be pushing this administration to lift tariffs on ammonia and sulfur, as you've heard me do many times in this program, on phosphate coming from Morocco. And Mosaic doesn't need the protection that these countervailing duties give them. We need to get them off. And E15 is going to help this to some extent if we can get that into law, but nothing's going to help more than getting the Iran war over.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins yesterday applauding the Senate Ag Committee's attention to fertilizer price and availability and said the agency is looking at taking action.
They are moving forward a bill to increase the transparency, to call on the USDA, to hire a full-time input economist to work to be more transparent, to get more transparency out into the marketplace. And I'm proud to say that effective immediately, we are already searching for that input economist that will focus entirely with a team on the cost of input so we can continue this high-level partnership with the Hill to ensure we're doing everything that we can for our farmers and ranchers.
At an event at the USDA yesterday, Rollins announced the Trump administration is reviving a Biden-era program to expand fertilizer production in an attempt to address persistently high input costs.
All in, domestic fertilizer production will increase about 4.5 million tons per year, serving about 400,000 producers, the smaller projects, and 290 million acres. There's so much more we can do, but this is an incredible, as I mentioned, first step.
The administration is reviving the fertilizer production and expansion program. Rollins said the program was originally conceived with a very good thought in mind. However, she said it was focused too much on mitigating climate change and not enough on making fertilizer. You can find details on these and other stories at AgriPulse.com, as well as the latest AgriPulse newsletter. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issue Summit West. Join us at the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issues Summit West. How can California agriculture remain an economic powerhouse as rising costs, labor challenges, shifting demand, and political uncertainty reshape the industry? The answers matter more than ever. On June 2nd in Sacramento, hear from policymakers, innovators, and industry leaders tackling the biggest issues from trade and market outlooks to workforce challenges and the next generation of growers. Get the insights shaping what's next. See the latest information and register today at AgriPulse.com under the Events tab. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.